Hello, I'm Christopher Turner, and this is What's Good here on Other Side Drive. Welcome to another edition of What's Good, where I help you sort out the good from the bad in the world of streaming entertainment. So, you've probably noticed that we are in the home stretch of an absolutely insane election season. Yes, in less than 2 months, this whole thing will finally be over, and no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, the thought of what could be in store on election night probably fills you with a mixture of relief and terror. So in the spirit of the season, this week's selection is a political satire from 1992 that's currently streaming on Amazon Prime. The film Bob Roberts is the creation of actor Tim Robbins, who wrote the script, directed, and stars as the title character, an extremely conservative politician who is running for Senate in Pennsylvania. The film is presented as a faux documentary, the premise being that a film crew is following Roberts along the campaign trail to document his unconventional bid for the Senate. I say it's unconventional because Roberts is not your run-of-the-mill office seeker. Roberts hates drugs, he hates the unemployed, and he loathes the 1960s with their legacy of free love and free thinking. He's also a folk singer who wows his crowds of supporters with earnest ballads about the dangers of drug use and the problem of lazy people. The musical numbers where Robbins as Roberts belts out these Joan Baez by way of Rush Limbaugh-style songs to throngs of coat and tie-wearing fans are wonderfully absurd. Along the way, Roberts' campaign is trailed by a reporter named Bugs Raplin, played by Giancarlo Esposito, who is determined to expose the politician for his past misdeeds. Roberts' other nemesis in the film is his opponent in the election, sitting Senator Brickley Paste. Paste is played by Gore Vidal, the renowned late author, and he both elevates the film and adds an additional layer of comedy. Vidal's intense, serious presence clashes hilariously with the insanity of his opponent's campaign. As the campaign and the film roll on, we're treated to a series of revelations and reversals. As Raplin attempts to take down Roberts attempts to take down everyone, Pace tries to maintain his dignity, and our fictional documentary crew just tries to keep up. The film also focuses in on some of Bob Roberts' most fervent, possibly unhinged, supporters, one of whom is played by a young Jack Black. One of the joys of the film is the amazing cast of actors that Robbins managed to assemble. In addition to the previously mentioned Esposito and Vidal, the film features roles large and small, filled by people like Helen Hunt, James Spader, Susan Sarandon, Ray Wise, and the dearly departed Alan Rickman. It's an endless list of, hey, look who it is. Tim Robbins has never been coy about his liberal political beliefs, and given the mockery that he makes of the film's conservative characters, it would be easy for some people to dismiss Bob Roberts as a left-wing diatribe. But as the film grows darker and the machinations of the characters become more extreme, I was left with the feeling that Robbins' target was not a particular political ideology, but the system as a whole. Robbins is mocking an electoral process where showmanship drowns out dialogue, and the players are tempted to give in to their darkest impulses. Watching Bob Roberts in 2016 was a strange experience. It illustrates how, in the 24 years since the film was released, our political climate has just gotten uglier. In fact, this election has gotten so overwhelming, you might be tempted to stick your head in the sand and hide until mid-November. But the film also reminded me how we persevere in spite of the horror show that is our political system. As bad as things may get, the cycle eventually starts over, giving us another chance to get it right.
Bob Roberts doesn't represent the common man. He represents big business.
Bob Roberts is rated R and is currently streaming on Amazon Prime. I'm Christopher Turner, and this has been What's Good here on Other Side Drive.